Yeah, I'm calling my partner up here today. Kendra's gonna help me. Today we wanna have a conversation with you. Where's my documents? Right here. We wanna talk to you about, first of all, make yourself comfortable, honey. Kingdom greetings, guys. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I tell you, last week I told you from John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 20, chapter 2, verse 1 John, because I just want to touch on that, but I'm not going to stay in 1 John. Do you need your foot rest?
You know, these chairs.
Oops, trouble. I should have thought about that. Yeah, you're fine. Just keep doing this. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
All you short people feel my pain, right?
That's good stuff.
All right. All right if I sit like this?
Of course it is.
For a while.
All right. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. It says, do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Don't set the affections of your heart. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. Wow. What does that mean? Do not love the world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. What does that mean? Huh? Be in the world, but do not be of the world. I'm going to take some time to talk about this later. But there's one thing I kind of want to share with you, and then I'm going to get into what we want to converse with you today. It says this. Success is not what you have done compared to what others done. Because I know one of the things the world does put a lot of emphasis on is success. And sometimes when you're comparing yourself with others, you feel, maybe I'm not successful. But success is not when you're comparing yourself with what others has done. What is success? Success is what you have done compared to what you were created to do. So for example, somebody could work a job for 30 years, but they're just selling hours, and they were never able to be successful because they were just showing up to work with a bad attitude. I mean, every time they show to work, people hate them, they hate people. It's just a miserable life. But then when you find what you were created to do, by the grace of God, I'm being successful because I'm doing exactly what I was created to do. I tried to do something else. I ran away from ministry. I had this job offer to be a plumber full time. I couldn't do it. I went after it. Couldn't do it. I love my church. I love the kingdom. I like to do plumbing too. I really love plumbing because you're fixing things, you know, you're putting a puzzle together. Do not love the world and what it has to offer. Because the more you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So, 1 John talks a lot about how to love each other, how to love people. And sometimes I believe we fail to love people the way God would love them. How does God love you? Help me out. You can do better than that. How does God love you? Unconditional. You know, God loves me with no condition. But what must I do to experience that unconditional love? Or what must you do? Because God loves everybody, but not everybody is experiencing the unconditional love of God. Is that making sense? But all who believe in the name of the Son and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then they become sons and daughters of God. You know, it grieves my heart that in the church, the church has become so religious and so tied up into the law. You see, Jesus came to accomplish the law. Now, we're not discarding the law. No, the Bible says to honor your parents, so it doesn't matter whether your mom was a bad mother, your father was an absentee father, you got to love them. The Bible says to forgive. It doesn't matter what anybody has done to you. If you want to experience the forgiveness of God, you must forgive people. You know, there's a statistic out there that says it takes, you can go and research it. Many women, and back in the days, Jesus fed 5,000 people. But they didn't count the women. See, the law, I don't know. I mean, this week I'm sitting around and I'm thinking, that's very dumb. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, God gave the law. But, you know, even back in the days during Moses' time, when a woman had their period, you couldn't go to church. And after that season of being unclean, you had to do sacrifice. So Jesus came and he brought you ladies. I mean, even in our midst, we have a lot more ladies than men. And sometimes you ask yourself, why? There is more women in the world than men, statistically. So the Bible talks, there is a war right now against women. Not only against women, but also against men. There is a war to shut down the voice of men, to turn men into women, to try and turn women into men. Today, we're standing here to make a bold stand, a bold declaration to say, it doesn't matter if other churches is accepting that, women can't speak, men can't speak. Because there are certain churches, leadership, they put their foot on people's neck. It's like, that's why people hated the idea of becoming a member of a church. Because of the abuse of authority. This world out there, you've got the spirit of feminism. Because the way people mistreated women. Racism is sin. God created us all colors. I tell you, I see you guys are different colors, all right? You all are different colors. In here, in our midst right here, we speak about four languages. Right, mi hermano? Bueno? Si? Si? Il y a des gens qui parlent créole. Et nous pouvons aussi nous exprimer en français. The same thing, we can speak English. I mean, and I know, Bibish too. Ich bin good.
How the body?
That's Africa. How the body? No, and we got Yaman over there. Yeah, man. Jamaica. Some people can't believe Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. I know Dan Lorin. We come against the spirit that wants to shut down, shut up the ladies. It's not godly. Jesus came and died for you, daughters of God.
Amen. Now,
well, yeah, because I'm talking to you ladies and you're staying quiet on me. Okay? So, Kendra, what do you think? We'll talk about women in ministry. And then I'm going to show you a short video and then we'll go home and have some lunch. Physical. In the beginning, God created men. But in men, there was a woman as well. See, now you see the circle? God created Adam. In the beginning, God created them male and female. See, now there's this big idea. Somebody wants to be, they want to be X, Y, and Z. If you go and read Romans, because they turn away their hearts away from God, it says the Lord delivered them to their foolishness. You see how their mind become perverted. In darkness. You know, I want to identify myself as they and them. I know what I'm talking about right now is a politically not correct subject. And you don't have to feel uncomfortable that I'm talking about this stuff. Because I know sometimes in church, it's like everybody wants to, you know, we don't want to talk about the elephant in the room. Because culture is telling us how we must be. And then because the church, we remain in silence. You see, when you remain silent, you consent, right?
Oh, not really.
But really, if you're not saying where you stand, you agree. In the beginning, God created men, male, and female. He created them in his image.
Yeah, Pauline and I were just talking about that just this morning. And I love that. When you say male and female, and then we become one, we're whole. We are expressing the character of God. I mean, how many verses in the Bible talk about God being like having, you know, warrior spirit and fighting? Most men are like that. But then there are other verses that talk about God being like a nursing mother or caring or comforting. Most women are like that. Not all. I mean, this one pastor we like to listen to, he said he's learning about men and women and he's reading stuff and he's like, oh my goodness, I'm a woman. No, he's not a woman. Generally speaking, most men are fighters, and generally speaking, most women are more comforters. But sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes there are women that are very strong and they want to fight, and then there are men that are more quiet and more comforting and things like that. It doesn't mean that you're not a man or not a woman. It means that you are expressing a piece of God's heart. And isn't that awesome? That's why it's like he split himself into. And now we got to get along with each other so that we can express the full character of God together. That was his plan. Right? Because he wants us to be together in unity.
That's good. See, Jesus treated women with respect. You see, now, women, we can't be like, well, you're women, shut up and whatever. No, that's abuse. In the church, we're doing that. And then in the world, they're shutting up the guys. And then women are being obnoxious and loud. And I know, there are tons of verses you can find where Paul told the ladies to be quiet. Yeah, I read it in the Bible. Paul said for the ladies to learn in quietness. We're going to have those discussions in depth in our home groups. But remember, the Bible is the word of the Lord, but also it's a historical book. I'm trying to look for the Greek word that translated quietness, which means when you come. Remember, at the beginning, even during Jesus, when Christ was walking the earth, women didn't have access even to the synagogue. And then here comes the Holy Spirit. Everyone is welcome. And all of a sudden, the ladies are showing up in church. So there's a lot of things they didn't know. So when they come with excitement.
Did you hear that? Oh my goodness. Oh yes.
And they're talking among themselves.
Really? Is that what he said? What does that mean? What does that mean? What's that word again?
So Paul, especially to the Corinthians.
Isn't that how we are?
He's like, guys, when you come, we want you to listen. We want you to be quiet. Pay attention. If you have questions when you go home, you ask your husband. Order in the church. And if you think about the heart of Christ and the way Jesus treated women. Okay. You go and study the Bible. In one of the commandment, it says if you caught people doing adultery, you stone them. So here comes the Pharisees. They brought to Jesus a woman caught in adultery. What happened to the men? Whatever happened to the men? It's the heart.
And I also love the story of Mary Magdalene. She was the first person to see Jesus after he rose. And he entrusted her to what? Go tell my disciples. What? So women can't talk, but Jesus talked, gave that. I mean, one of the biggest responsibilities to go. She was the first evangelist. Go and tell them that I'm alive and I'm going to meet them in Galilee. But women have to be quiet. They didn't believe her. They had to go see for themselves.
So here, Restoration Church, we believe that the Spirit of God is available for me and my wife. I believe that God can use me, and I told you guys in my email, if you read it, if God can use a donkey, the Pharisees, if God can use a donkey, he can use me. I'm not going to say he can use a woman, because a woman is no lesser than a man. God can use us.
We're China.
Yes.
You be that broken mug that's in your cup there. You know, the chipped one that's like worn and tough and, you know, it can take a lot of, but I'm a China cup.
So ladies, you might have someone in your life, family member, trying to tear you down. That's why I'm telling you this. This is a warning. There's a lot of voices out there. I know YouTube, Facebook, preachers here, podcasts here. Be careful what you're listening to. Because sometimes information, there's so much information out there. You're like this, that, here, that. And then before you know it, you're so confused. You don't know where you stand. You're like, man, what must I believe? Well, you believe the word of God and then you follow God by the Spirit of the Lord. Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of freedom. The Spirit of God doesn't put a yoke on you. The Spirit of God liberated you to be. It grieves my heart to hear people talking, well, what must I do? Because in my church there is a women pastor. Well, they're in rebellion. A lot of people are confused. Maybe you hear God's calling you to teach the children. And you ask yourself, well, where are the men? Why don't they come and teach the children? God will use you when you make yourself available. I know a lot of mighty, powerful women of God who are serving the King. Man, I'm looking at them. I'm like, man, the enemy is so, I mean, he thinks he's smart. And I pray God open all of our eyes to see what's happening in the world. The world shutting us men down, trying to make us like women, act, talk like women. So we lost our manly wood. And then they want to turn a woman into a man. And then in the church, you know what we do? We want to shut down the women. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. According to 1 Timothy. But they forgot the context. I heard someone says, yeah, you can always find a verse in the Bible that can contradict another verse. I've never found those verses. Because I believe the Word of God is inspired by God. It's an authority. But also, you have to study. You got to do church history. I mean, even some of the things we hearing of now about when you read the book of Romans, you would think you live in 2024. Read the five first chapters of Romans. You would think we live in the year of 2024 back in those days. Paul talks about, in one story, he talks about a guy who is in relationship with his father's wife. I've never watched them, but I've seen and I've heard. And I hope none of you are watching those junk garbage shows. They're doing wife swapping. Kids are sleeping with their fathers. I mean, yeah, with their mothers and fathers. And people sitting in their house and watching this disgusting stuff. And Paul goes on, he says, things like that, we shouldn't even talk about it in our midst among God's people. God is holy, and we must be holy. God loves everyone, and we must show love and respect to everyone. I don't want to be a Pharisee. Jesus is walking towards Jerusalem, and then people are saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, in the name, blessed be the one who came. And then the Pharisees are like, come on, Jesus. Get those people to shut up. Excuse my language. Get them to be quiet. Jesus is like, come on, guys. You don't read the Bible? It says, if you don't quiet, the rocks will cry out. That's why when we are here, we're shouting, Jesus, hallelujah. You are so awesome. Yes, man. Touchdown. You see the guy running like what? Half of the field, right? You're like, let's go, let's go, let's go. Right? Jesus. We say, you are wonderful, you are beautiful, matchless, man, matchless. I tell you, I hope the Holy Spirit can make you excited about Jesus so you don't become like a rotten bread that's been sitting around for, those hard bread that sits on the counter, moldy bread, it's so hard, stiff. No, I pray the Holy Spirit make you soft. Your heart is soft towards the things of God. Your heart is soft towards people. Give people grace. Women, children, men, sinners. And that's the problem with the church. We fail to know how to love the world. When you see a guy who wants to identify as a woman, we don't judge them. They're in darkness. They've been deceived. So therefore, you love them, you talk to them, you do as much as possible to show them the love of God. That's what you do. But us, the church, I'm not saying that, but the church, religious people, we judge. We point fingers. If it wasn't for the grace of God, where would we be?
So here at Restoration, we want everybody to become who God has called them to be. And Ricardo and I, we don't like to do everything. We don't want to do everything. Our joy is to empower you and to lift you up so that you can do and be all that God has called you to be, men and women. We want you to be stretched. We want you to learn how to pray for one another, how to give your testimony up here in front of people, how to hear the voice of the Lord, how to prophesy, men and women. We want you guys to grow in who God has called you to be, not who we think you need to be or what we think you would be good at, but what God is calling you to do in this season. Because there's seasons in your life. We don't always do the same thing for every season. But I want to talk to all my ladies. Don't let that spirit silence you. Be bold, but be humble. Everybody's supposed to walk in submission, even men. It's an honor to walk in submission. He's got his stuff he's going to have to be accountable to when he talks to God. And I have my stuff. That's what that chapter talks about. We're all under submission. The first verse, it says, let us submit one to another. We all need to be under submission. Submission is not a bad thing. Submission is a covering. It's a protection. And so, women, that idea that submission is bad, or that submission silences you, or that submission squashes you, here, that's not what we think. That's not what, when we say submission. Submission means that you're humble, you surrender what you want to do so that God can be glorified through you. Whether that's going to visit the sick at the hospital, whether that means going out to lunch with somebody who needs to have a good day, whether that means decorating the church to the best of your ability, whatever it is, however you feel God wants you to serve the body of Christ, we want to help you with that. Last night we had so much fun just talking about ideas about what we can do and how we can serve each other here at the body. We want to empower you to do those things. And I break off the plan of the enemy over your life.
That's right.
That says that you're nothing. That you can't be who God has called you to be. That you're too weak. That you're too shy. I break that off.
In Jesus' name.
All of you women, you're too old. You don't have enough of experience. Who cares? When Holy Spirit is in us, we become supernatural beings, which means we get to do things that even ourselves are like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. That's because Holy Spirit is empowering you. So we want to create an atmosphere here where you get connected to Holy Spirit, where you get healed from your past, where you can break down those strongholds. You can prepare your heart for the Lord to come and be glorified through you. The devil has no place here. Freedom has place here. We are all under submission to each other and under the lordship of Christ. It's an honor for me to submit to him. It's an honor for you women to submit to your husbands or your brothers or your sons or whoever other male figure you have, or to Jesus. It's an honor. And I just want to say thank you, men, for treating us with respect. Those of you, we have amazing men of God here in this body. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. So there are four levels of authority. So when you think about authority, it comes with in four different levels. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Supreme authority is God. That's it. Supreme authority is God. Number two is the Word of God. So God and His Word go hand to hand. And then you've got your conscience. Everyone has a conscience. Now, a non-believer, a non-Christian, or someone who's not regenerate, born again, their conscience has no light. So that's why people in the world, they think what they're doing is right. A murderer, someone who hates someone,
in their conscience, there's no light to guide them, help them understand from wrong and right. And then you got the fourth level of authority, which is people. In people, you have your husband, your wife. See, I know a lot of times the church uses Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, and they forget the 21, where it says, submit to one another. I submit to my wife. And the word, the Greek word that translated the husband is the head of the church. Yeah, the husband is the head, but the Greek word is kaput, which means the foundation. But we hear, men is the authority. Women, shut up, do this. Men, poor ladies. I submit to her, she submit to me, and we've got such a good life. Can you imagine if I'm doing the marriage, I'm the man, you're the woman, you must submit. And then she's like, well, why don't you submit to me too? Well, I mean, we're in this together, baby. I mean, what's going on? And then, so, if someone asks you to do something that would violate your conscience, the word of God, and God, with kindness, you have the right to disobey them. I thank God for my mother. My mother, from the day I can remember, always took us to church. My dad hated church. When I was little, I didn't know the fight. Then when I become a teenager, I realized my dad, he really fusses when my mom goes to church. But my mom, she understood that principle. She says, well, honey, I love you, but I got to serve the Lord. And I'm taking my children. So then I remember sometimes we would come back from church. My dad would beat all of us. And beat. My mom would take us to prayer meeting. And I remember until I was maybe 15, 16, I was kind of getting a little big enough. And then I saw my dad going after my mom, and I'll get in between my mom and him. I'm like, well, you're not touching my mom. And then he would beat me up. I'm like, all right, you can beat me up, but you're not touching her. You see, now she understood the four level of authority. She says, well, you're not going to stop me from serving the Lord. I know some of you might have a husband or family member who doesn't know the Lord the way maybe you think. They're not experiencing the freedom that's in Jesus. You respect them. You talk with kindness to them, but don't let them do this to you. Because God is your supreme authority. The word of God. And then we don't live by our feeling, by sight. We live by the Spirit. You see, you have the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will give you wisdom. And when He speaks to you, you obey. So I'm going to show you. This week I called John and Lisa Bevere. Now what I'm going to do, for those of you watching online, we're going to go offline. Because they give me permission to share with you what I'm going to share with you. But I can't share it online. I can share all their material. I've got authorization to do it with our congregation. But later on, I'll put the link on our YouTube. So people, they said I can share their link on my YouTube stuff.